Good? Good?
I feel brilliant.
Hey, Jens is going to do something interesting. He's volunteered.
Come on.
All right.
We only have 5 minutes and this will go really fast. This is a really complex subject. It was written for 30 minutes and I have 5 minutes, so be prepared to be confused. Okay, so I have two choices. 1 second of food. Do any of you have any food allergies?
No.
Good. Otherwise, this would be horrible. Right, okay, so this is the thing. These are two kinds of users, and I have two kinds of applications. Smart tech and sensible tech, and I don't have the switcher thing. Is this the one?
Down to move on.
Okay.
Down to move on.
Okay. Yeah. Smart tech versus sensible tech. Now, I'm going to start these people off first of all, so give me a few seconds. I have a savory option and a sweet option. Wait, you will be... This is sensible tech. You will get the sweet option. There you go. Enjoy. Open that up. You can eat it. Here we have the smart option. Here's the savory. Here's the sweet. It's Skittles and it's Doritos. And for the smart option, you will have to fill in this questionnaire. It's 2 pages. You only have about 3 minutes left. Okay. Before you can eat anything, you can do snack away, sir. Right, okay, so this is all about design, and I go really fast because I'm going to go by the entire background design, okay? What's design? Design is essentially making something useful. This is the steam engine. It was built in 50 AD by a guy called Harold Alexandria, depending on where you're from. It's a fully functioning steam engine, right? He was like an engineer or a programmer. He made something cool, and it works, okay? It's brilliant, but no one used it. It was a toy. It was a toy for thousands of years until someone built the French word, and it was the first steam car. 1,800 years later, someone actually used the steam engine to do something. That's design. That's actually taking a smart, cool thing, hurry up, David, a smart, cool thing, and then implementing it for users, okay? So, moving on. This is Vitruvius, or Vitruvian Man by Leonardo da Vinci. Vitruvius, which is not the guy, it's just a drawing dedicated to him. Vitruvius was a dude who lived before the birth of Christ, and what he did, an awesome thing, he is the father of all design. Because what he did was human-centered design, which is this symbol here. It's the human as the measuring for all architecture, all design is based on humans. And then he stated that all design has to be, or all architecture at his time, has to be solid, useful, and beautiful. As long as it fills those requirements, everything's good. And this is the last one. The turtleneck is because I don't really want to use the guy, but design is not what you say yes to, it's what you say no to. It's the things that you exclude from your design. That's what design is. So this is a really, really, really fast little capture of what the hell design is. Okay, so what's smart versus sensible tech? Now we're going to move back to our contestants. No, no, get away, get away. Yeah, don't help him. No, you don't get to eat anything until you finish the test. Okay, so the thing here is that this application, or this user and his application, has a designer, who's designing pre-ham for him. He has been told, here's your skills, eat them, enjoy. He knows that there's Doritos there, no one has told him he can't eat them. He can switch if he wants to, they're over there, but someone has actually given him the option. So to switch, but told them what to eat at first. Told them this is the default. This is the thing we present first. Because I assume that most people like Skittles. Most people like candy. Very few people dislike Doritos, but most people like Skittles. We know that. So I just picked one for him. Now David here, he's a smart application, or well, user. Or well, he's a user anyway. And the application in question is trying to figure out what kind of user is he anyway? So it's like install wizards, or for example, applications, large applications, where you get to pick all the little options to make it perfect for you and no one else. It essentially doesn't give you a default. It just tells you, first of all, you have to fix it and set it up. There's not going to be a default. There's not going to be anyone who's told you anything. You just have to fill it out first, and then I might be done with this, and then you can eat one of these things, depending on what the program tells you is probably your choice. The point is that as designers and developers, we don't necessarily know best. But by saying that, by being open with the fact that we cannot know what you like, we are making it more a lot more tricky at trying to do more two things at once. We make it a lot more tricky for David to fit. No. Trickier for David to. He gets skittles. Good. A lot more tricky for David to actually eat. And that's the thing. Users open your applications for a specific reason. They don't open it for funsies to explore it and set it and do all those things. They open it because they want to do something. And the second. Oh my God. The second. They feel like they have to set anything. They feel cheated by you, the programs. And even if this choice is wrong, even if the skittles is wrong, he still eats them. He doesn't mind it. It's skittles, much like he doesn't care. He's fine. And then, okay, really quick. I know I only have a second left. Okay, smart. The sensible design is the smart design. It's assuming who the user is, okay? So this is fairly clean. It doesn't do anything. I mean, it does a lot of things. It has a lot of power hidden beneath it, but it's fairly clean, all right? This is, okay, so I'm not slagging off Amok. I want to say that first of all. I like Amok, but it's very touchy for them at the moment. It's sort of showing everything to the user, and that can be problematic for a user. And then it's to focus on the least technical users, the most stupid person in the room. That's who you need to focus on too as well, the most stupid user. Because this is Firefox, it has a lot of functions, but you just get the usual stuff. And finally, it's not removing features, it's to avoid forcing users to make choices you should have made already. Like you, the designer, the developer, should already have made these decisions. Have you eaten the Doritos? You can eat them as well. Okay. And that's Inkscape, and it's cluttered, as you can see. And so what now? Essentially, I think that we should all make a choice for the user. Even if it's wrong, it's better than not making a choice. Even if it's wrong, it's better than forcing poor David to fill out a meaningless questionnaire to have him eat one bag of Skittles. That's just ridiculous. Thank you, and that was all.